Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Chuck Allen for an encouraging message.
Thanks so much for joining me on today's weekday podcast. I started off the other day with a new series as we talk about warfare and being battle ready. You know, the Ephesians, when Paul wrote to them, they weren't modern materialists. They were aware of the spiritual forces around them. But Paul makes a point of highlighting the power of the opposition we face in Satan with these words in Ephesians 6:12. We do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the cosmic powers over this present darkness. Some of the terms that Paul uses may have been in use in Ephesus as titles for various spiritual things. Ephesus was a hotbed of occult interests. As Acts 19:18 and 19 makes clear, to these people already convinced of Satan's reality, Paul strongly underlines the power of the opposition that faced them, the same power that faces us. To use Peter's language, Satan, in 1 Peter 5:8, prowls around like a roaring lion seeking someone to devour. And that is us, my friend. That is us. This is why, again, Paul says, Don't bring the armor of God along with you. Put it on. You're going to need it. As a skilled tempter and warrior, Satan knows how to use the difficulty of the combat to his own advantage. The scale of God's provision, though, is limitless. We must recognize that to combat Satan's strategy against us, we need to understand the scale of the provision that God has for us. This is beautiful. The words Paul uses in Ephesians 6:10 are an echo of the same Greek words that he used in chapter 1, verse 19, to describe the power of God that raised up Christ. That is a power that is endless. It's not just the power that would be required to raise someone like Lazarus in John 11, but raising the physically dead is no big deal, comparatively speaking. But the power of God is great enough to raise Jesus from the dead, Jesus Christ, who was buried in death under the full weight of God's wrath against sin on our behalf, the sin of every one of us, his people, throughout the ages. My friend, this power of God not only raised Jesus back to life, but lifted him into the heavenly realms so that he is now seated at the right hand of God the Father in glory. There is real power, far greater even than the terrifying power raged against us. The one who is in us is greater than the one who is in the world. Check out 1 John 4:4. Thanks so much for joining me on today's weekday podcast.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:30 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.